Mishnah Dalet Siv Zayin. Tanurim shalanu she'ein b'hem ridiya. Our ovens, which they don't attach the dough to the walls of the oven. You don't do the process of ridiya to scrape it off the walls. It's sitting on the floor in a pan, sitting on the shelf in a pan. So what do the hotzi yosim mishal asudas b'sakin or b'shem davar she'it kubay. Okay. So Radia was only relevant when it was on the walls of the tanner of the oven. But in our ovens, it's not called radia. Okay. And the same thing, even if you have like a pan which you bake your bread in, it's not called radia either. Radia was a much more complicated process of getting it off of the walls. It shouldn't plop down into the fire and burn. And something more along the lines, if you watch them take the matzahs out of the oven, you get a little picture of what radia was like a little bit. It's like quite impressive. The hotzi yosi, you're allowed to take. I'm sorry, what?
It was quite impressive, or it was not quite impressive?
Taking matzahs out of the oven is quite impressive. Okay. You want to take more than the Muslim Shalosh Shudas. Kosmog from the Heinrich Hidbik Beheter. We're going back in the case of he put it in Beheter. And what we're being mad over here is even that which is not Tzarek Shabbos. So we said before, in the case of a person was Madlik Beheter, which means he put it in early enough that it's going to develop the crust before Shabbos. So you're allowed to take out, but not more than you need for Shabbos. With the discussion of what's called Tzarek Shabbos, but not more than you need for Shabbos. But our ovens is not ready at all. It's more than what you need for Shabbos. You're not going to use it for Shabbos at all. You take all of it out. So why is this mutter? The answer is any loaf that you take out might be the one you use on Shabbos. I will call it kasherets alechol mehem b'Shabbos al kaponim mixes mehem. So you want to use some of it. So we say, okay, take all of it out, and then you'll decide what you want to use. So that's also mutter. But the mokein also the lirdos the tzarechol. But if you're not going to use any of it for Shabbos, you're still like a person put in this. This bread over here they use it for after Shabbos, and on Shabbos he wants to take it out to put it away. And it's old tzarechol. Fill tilta ba'alma also kashu b'shalchol. Kemosh kosa person also lahavi yayin b'shabbos the tzarech matzis Shabbos. You can't transport wine on Shabbos for matzis Shabbos, so you can't do this either. Even though there's no malacha involved necessarily. Fine, but you're allowed to and Yehudi sure, but to ask a guy to do it that's mutter, because it's not a malacha b'chlal. So it's mutter. Several Rabbi make all the atzim, but tenurim shalonim and mokum pesedo she's kalkal lapaz. He says there's a different kula though. But if you leave it in, the item will be niskalkal. So then he's matter that. Amachem lo nichol lebezed reyochol lechol min apas b'shabbos. So, for example, let's say the person has. It goes under the umbrella of hakana. That's what we're dealing with over here. So, a person has. So we say after shalshudas, so you're not really putting the food away for Shabbos anymore. You're not using it for Shabbos anymore. You shouldn't put it away. Well, it depends. Something which, if it's in a place where it's going to bother you the way it looks, it's very visible and. So then, it's kavod Shabbos to put it away. It's in a side room. Nobody's going to see it. Nobody's going to be involved in it. Nobody's going to go in there, etc. Yeah, but the milk's going to spoil before if you leave it out the end of Shabbos. You got to put it away. So the hakana wasn't letzara charol. The hakana was that you shouldn't some waste of things and throw them out. So that's mutter. So if the bread's going to be is kalkul, if you don't do this, zatali rabba, it's mutter to do it. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, use some of it for Shabbos. Like, yeah, you have bread already. Okay, but you can use this nice fresh bread you just took out. Use some of it for Shabbos. It was put behead, so it's like, why not? So I'm not going to let you do it just for the Tzara Chol if you have a way to use it for Shabbos. So that's the Magen Avraham's argument. Okay. The Ali Rabbah says it's mutter if it's going to be a Peseda. The Magen Avraham says, no, you only permitted the Tzara Shabbos. So either it's going to be a Peseda. No. We'll use it for Shabbos, then it won't be a Peseda. Okay. So you ought to take it out with some type of item which you can use to grab the bread and pull it out. And the rachas is this kli they would use to take the bread out of it out of the oven, so that you can use al yedei akum. Okay, ches. Lo yimala adam kadera asosis. What is asosis? Pirish mini kitnius hagdalus beretz Yisrael, blah blah blah. It's a type of a bean which grows in Eretz Yisrael, not a bubble. Retamusim, which is a different type of some type of a bean. So you cannot fill up this kadera. V'itin l'sechak tan or erev Shabbos some l'chashech and put it in the oven right before Shabbos. So we had a heter of if you put the food in raw right before Shabbos, it's mutter. That's only by meat, but by these things, it's aser. If they should warm elu, enem sichem bishul rav. That to lay him lachlum alter. Meat takes a while to cook, so when you put the meat in right before Shabbos, you're obviously not planning to use it for the night meal because it's not going to cook in time for the night meal. So obviously, you're planning to use it for the day meal. And there's no, if it's for the day meal, there's no rush, it'll cook. So why should you stir the coals? So that's a mile when you're talking about basar chai. But over here, it's talking about the beans, which are raw. Beans are raw, don't take that much cooking, so they definitely could be usable for the night meal, and he might decide to want to stir the coals to make sure that they're cooked enough to be able to use for the meal. Even though they're totally raw, so there's no difference between totally raw and partially cooked, which everybody agrees. In my case, meat is aser. So this totally raw is the same thing as partially cooked. Wood in the kira of a kaifach, and this is true whether you're talking about putting it into a tanner or a kira or a kaifach. Agog kashenam grufim uktumim vechshalachatis. But that's only relevant because those cases, akira, if it's grufa ktuma, you're allowed to put any food in over there, so you're allowed to put the beans in also. Because that he won't come to mechata because either it's grufa or kotum. A tanner even go over kotum because I'll ask her because the mice has something left over and it's going to be a problem. But once you shalom to akira and a kaifach. So even if they're garva katim, they're actually mutter. So we go in a case where they're not garva katim. We also get a filled b'shargeg, a sermon on Shabbos ad kadesh yas. Asosis v'termusim huadin l'shar mini kitnios v'rokos adorim rakim, anything which is a softer type of an item. Shkulam enem daimon l'basur, they don't have the special leniency of meat. The kaim alone, the elbow is reshim and reshim gimel. The mutter litna the samal chashekel kishukai. You can put the meat, which is raw, up to cook as long as it's right before Shabbos. Fish mevadei lo yispashal the silas alayla. Since that's a scenario, it's not going to cook in time for the silas alayla. So the samocher yispashal afilav lechitoy. And for the day meal, there's no need to be mechata because it's going to cook anyway. So over here, we do have this fear: the person might they cook easily, but you know, he wants them for the night meals, so he's thinking about them, and he sees they're not cooking as fast as he thought, so he might stir the coals. So that's why Chazal asked it. Okay. Masechet Taner. Behind a fellow who garf a katzum, my Taner is also even with garf a katzum. Kama shakatzum is similar to gimel sefalif. Taner is much more chomer. Mirat tenuri didani. Dami lekira the shari garf a katzum. But our ovens have a din like a kira. Garf a katzum will make the mutter. If you want to a petit, shari b'chalinyan. If you want to katzum, we're more sefalif b'gol. And if it's to a petit, even the case of a Taner would be mutter. If they would seal that after they would put it in, they would seal the door with tit. Shenim grufim by kira and kaifik. It's only a problem if they're not garf. Akira levad koy. Now, Zakti Mishra, 1 second. That's not really true. If you look back at Resh Gimel, we said like this. We said that akira is only also if it's not garf akatum. It's garf akatum. It's mutter. A tanner, even if it's garf akatum, it's also. And a kufa a kaifik. It depends. If you light it with kash and gavava, so then it's like akira. Garf akatum makes it mutter. If you light it with eitzim or gafis, so then it's like a taner, and even if it's garbage katum, it's a lasser. So that which Rama over here is adding the case over here is because it's ain't a garbage katum, it's only going back in the case of the kira, because by case of kira, even if it's garbage katum, it's like a taner and it's also. If you light a kaifach with straw, then it has a look like a kira. If you light it with either wood or with gefes, which is the psalus of the zaysim and the shumshumin and these type of things, so they burn very well. So then it gets a look like a taner because it is a little more intense heat than a kira. So we only get it's like a taner to some extent. So if you light it with the type of things which would make a strong fire, then it's dealt with as if it's a taner. If you light the type of things which make it a weaker fire, then it's dealt with like a kira. Kilavat koi, the nakalosh and rabbi, a kira's dalma. The lokaiva, chaloi, mevur, resh, and gimel, the shikuba, eitzim, lamahani, grufa, ketuma. So you're saying over here the cases, because it's only, we're discussing a case of, it's also to put it in a kira, it has to be a case of not garf akatum, because if it was garf akatum, it was mutter. Kaifach, even if it was garf akatum, it's still also. Akashi also, Kneshul Yehenna Mimasha, overall Isidar Bonan. So the reason why we have to wait till after Shabbos is not only so much a Shabbos, but till Kneshi also, the person should not benefit from that which he did inappropriately. If he put up these beans to cook right before Shabbos, so he cannot benefit from the beans until after Shabbos with Neshiyas. Hey, Yosu. Vine lips and Risha Gimel, Sebal Bagod, Dinis Basham, Ibadyoim, Kamacham and Drusoy, is dye. But if he cooked Kamacham and Drusoy, that we had before, so then really theoretically he could eat it as is, so he doesn't have the same pressure. He's not going to forget, he's not going to be Machata. It's mutter to put it there. That's the din of Shia. We pass in the din of Shia as mutter with Bacham and Drusoy, and obviously, but he is going to be mutter. Okay, one point over here in the Bir Alach, the Mishaburi, when the Shulchan Aruch discusses Asasis and Termusin, Asasis and Termusin. And this is a Mishnah. So the question is, the Mishnah discussed Asasis and Termusin, is it the Hafka those things? Or it means, are they just being used as an example? Or are there specifically something specific about them? So Mishaburi said, it's who would then any kidney use? Or Yerakas, or Amrakim, etc. So he brings over here, it's all the type of kidneys. So it's Tamusim, I'm Shabur, the Hudin, the Chomin, the kidneys, Kinkos, the Tesha Shabbos, Rashin, and Gimel, the Sefer called Tesefer Shabbos. We have Himagodim, Zachar Kamapam, and Dolinistra, Heter, Chayasa, the Heter of Ra, Rak, and Bosser, Shukasha, and Messiah Daita. It's hard, and therefore it's very, very tough. If a person knows it takes a long time to cook, and he's Messiah Das. Hellery, you see, Shemogan Ram Gamkin signed Basif Cotton Base. Who I didn't call Minikitni or Shemar only special. There's a heter of Osir. Like of Chai, Pirsha is the Robert Salamer, the Chain of Philip Bictera, Osir. Skip down. Umashma about the I have in the first wide line. Dafka associates to Muslim Abu Shar Minim Shainam Kshi Habishal, Kokach, Dina Kikler Kiyosa. So there's a middle madrega. Meat is very tough, it takes a long time. And so it's Chitui theoretically would be relevant, but it's not going to cook in time for the night time anyway. You have things or something which is so easy to cook, like wash your makata, it'll be time for the suda without worrying about it. Then there's stuff which is in the middle, it's somewhat hard to cook. So it's soft enough to cook that it'll be ready for the night meal, but it's hard enough to cook that the person's going to get nervous, it might not be cooked in time. It might be makata. So that's where the chashat, by these things of Tzimtzum and the associates, they're in that middle of madrega. So they can be cooked for the night meal, so he's not going to see a das from it. On the other hand, they might take a little bit of prompting and help to get them cooked because it's a little bit hard. But something which is totally soft, it'll get cooked by the night time without any intervention. Like, why would he want to intervene? Total waste of his effort. But he says that we don't pass like this. This pshat that we're suggesting over here is a nice pshat, nice lomdas of shekel tera, but halacha lemaisa, we don't pass like that.
What don't we pass?
Anything other than meat, you don't have a heter of the raw, putting it in raw.
You don't have a heter
the same as meat. Okay. Only thing we have that heter is meat.
How do our ovens relate to the simon?
We assume it's the same.
But is our oven, do we consider garfakatum? Because it's a little fire.
No, we don't assume that garfakatum because for us, I mean, the Ramarsha and Ramarsha and Ramanasha Klein both independently have this question. The Bechlal, I'm not sure that our ovens Bechlal have the Yisr. Because Chazal's concern was that you're going to stir up the coals.
Same for the range stuff also.
Who's Rav Nasha Klein?
So the range stuff, they talk about the range, they talk about both of them.
Yeah.
The issue is, we don't find anywhere Chazal, we're afraid you're going to bring new fuel.
Right.
So over here, turning the gas up, it's not being mechata, it's adding new fuel. Chazal never made such a gzera. The xera was the fuel that you have there trying to coax more heat out of it. So we could argue that the bechlal, it doesn't apply. The maisa, lechol maisa, they don't want to be matzer either one because it is possible to raise the temperature. It is possible to try to hasten the process. So they're not makel on it. Even though they say it's a sura, they're not makel on the maisa. So that sura then would say the same thing by an oven. Because if we're accepting that the concern of increasing the temperature is something which we're worried about. So then, you've done nothing to. I've had that it's not visible, but the makam chitui, the fire is not visible, but the makam chitui is visible. The makam chitui is the dial. So possibly, what you need to do is a hecker in the dial, and then it's mutter. That's the Gabi Shia, the Gabi Chazorah. It's even more complicated because by Chazorah the issue is Mexican Mavashal, and it definitely looks like a Mavashal. You can't argue, well, yeah, the fire is, you put it on top of a thing which is Gorva Kotam, that's Bishal. I put it in an oven which looks normal, that's Bishal? Yeah, it's Bishal. So when it comes to Chazorah, for sure, our ovens are problematic. As a matter of fact, the idea of covering the knobs, Lachar will not address the Mexican Mavashal. It'll address the Shehiyah issue, which is Shem Yechata. You're not going to raise the fire because you have a hecker by the fire to remind you. But do Chazara, it will be more problematic. So it looks like bishul. So on the range top, where you have a blech, so you have a blech on the fire, that's takim, not Mexican mavashel. Like, nobody cooks with a piece of metal there. It takes away part of the Mexican mavashel. And if it covers the knob, so you tape the knobs, so you address both the issues. But in the oven, even if you argue that you can do chazar tech the oven, our ovens are not exactly like the ovens which they answered. There's this funny mishabura, which seems to discuss that there's a type of oven which you're allowed to do chazar into the oven, and there's some funny words about what he says, and some people try to interpret that's referring to our ovens. But the Mexican Havasha you haven't solved. You might have solved the other issue, but the Mexican Havasha is still there, so it's hard to see that being mutter. Okay. Siftes. Ranashi Klein is a Pesach. If you want to say Remishna Halachas, you go to the Beis Medrash and you will see that we have seven big volumes from it. Kiyotzibai. Siftes. Lo yimala chove shal mayim. V'yiten zechotanur erev Shabbos im chashecha. V'mosa kein asur mo te Shabbos v'deshe yasur. You shouldn't put up this pot of fire, pot of water to cook. Because again, there's chashash shem yechata. Shal mayim. The other mishabur, like, why is this a new sif? I mean, we already said, you know, you can't do it. So what's the chiddush in mayim? Well, the chiddush of mayim is water you can drink without cooking it. Alva gav, the mayim rim lishtois chayim, you can drink water raw. So we could have argued, so like over here, like he's not so worried. So he won't have, so it'll be water. You put raw food there, and you can't get, I'm worried because I can't serve it as is. Why royal lius dinam comparis and a chol b'chayim, le'el b'sif b'talad. So, it should function along the lines of things which can be eaten raw. So you can put them some of a kedera, which is some level of heter. But over here we have mashing up the case of botzel, different things which is oster. But over here, you know, it's not. Over here, it's more common. Why? People like hot water, so that's something which is, so an apple, so it didn't get cooked, okay, so you have a raw apple, so the coffee, you know, it didn't get cooked, we don't relate to that the same way, it's cold, doesn't taste good. Okay, so you can't put the sechotaner. But if you have the heter of garfakotum, so then it's mutter. In our ovens, you can't do, in the tanner, you can't do shehiya. Yeah, but not our tanner. That's their tanner. Our tanner is like a kira, so if it's garfakotum, it's mutter. Or if it's to a patit, even a real tanner is mutter. Okay. What's the shear that you need to put it up before Shabbos? In the case it's not a gorf or a kotum. The shear is, it could get heated before Shabbos starts. Okay, even though it's not fully heated, there's still more to go, but it's hot enough that a person would want a hot drink. Person would want common. He would say, this is called common. Okay. M'chein also litin mayim mitzach ha-kederis shepin tanurim er shabbos im chashecha aval gav shemiskamon rak shal yipoka yifka ha-kederim mechem shepin tanur l'mayichata. Okay, so you cooked in a pot and now you poured out the contents. So, they would sometimes put the pot with water inside of the tanner, that the water would prevent the pot from getting damaged by the heat, because it would be an empty pot, it burns. They put water in, it shouldn't be paka, shouldn't. So over there, if his goal is,
what's paka?
It should explode. If that's why he's putting in the water, because he's worried about the thing getting too hot and exploding, you know, by the way, let's stir the coals. That's ridiculous. I was not going to stir the coals. So what are we worried about? But once you do that, you use the hot water to wash in the dishes. So I want the water to be hot to wash the dishes. They have to be there enough time to get heated before Shabbos. Now, Paiskim Taina, nowadays, if you have a percolator which only has one setting, it says, no chashash shem yechata. The whole chashash over here, shem yechata, you might want to heat up the water more. So if it's impossible to do chitui, because the percolator, the urn, some of our, whatever you call it, only has one setting, so you can put it up even closer to Shabbos, because what are you afraid of? What's it going to do? So definitely a lot of the... fine.
Should
we rely on the chatchila, or? I think they rely on the case the person got to put up earlier, he could put it up later. Right. Okay, similar to the Reish Nun Hei. Achonos O'Eish Kadim Hachnos Shabbos. Let's make sure that the fire is set up appropriately before Shabbos. Okay. Aleph. Einos in Madura, the same way we have this concern about the playing with the fire to help the food, we have this concern of playing with the fire to help the fire. Because getting a fire going out of wood is a chokhmah. It's not always so easy. So, in us, Maduris, may eitim samach l'chashech. We don't want to make this fire close to Shabbos. It has to be that the fire has caught to the point that you don't need to keep stoking it. This way, you're not worried about it going out, and you might want to come to try and reignite the fire.
Rekindle
the fire. But it has to get to the point where it's able to be Arla Me'aleha, but Lisa Yua ate him a karen without adding more wood to keep it going. Vimu ate Shechidi. So that's if it's a madura. So there's multiple pieces of fuel. If it's one piece of wood which you're talking about, a torch, or beroiv of your uberoiv hekefa. So it caught the majority of whatever the item which is burning, whether it's the whole stick or whether it's the wick. It has to be that the majority is caught fire. So what's called majority? Beroiv of your uberoiv hekefa. So, it's an inch through the middle, and it's 3 inches around. So we need to catch fire in the inside and the majority of the outside as well.
Stick or what?
Wick.
Yeah.
If it had not been that the stick or the wick had not been heated or been ignited to that stage before Shabbos. Also, the Hanus Baba Shabbos, you cannot benefit from that fire on Shabbos. Because we're afraid the person might try and rearrange the fire to make it catch fire better. But if it was heated, it was ignited properly. Then you can get benefit from warming yourself or getting light from the fire. Okay, So why is there this heter? Since we're talking about a madura, so it's a large amount of, it's a large piece of wood, even though it's in some type of a container. We're not afraid that there's going to be by a lamp. We have this concern that the person might try and do something to help the oil being drawn. Here we're talking about a madura, which is for this purpose. We're not talking about the wick. The din of the wick is that you need roiv for it to be mutter. But even so, you have limitations on what you're allowed to do with it. But over here, no limitations, because the nature of the madura, once it gets going, it feeds itself. Okay. Mishmaray nosi madura. Aleph. Who didn't write to lahasik oz a taner shal beis acharev? Person would want to, before Shabbos, turn on the taner of the beis, which is the for the to heat the house for the winter. It's a whole madura. It's not just one little piece of wood. It's a whole madura. It's only mutter. So it's only mutter if the ore will be other me'aleha. The fire has caught well. But if you have the mile of tuch petit, again, it's not afraid he'd be makata, because that's a reminder that he won't. He's not until he rips the thing open. He'll remember that it's Shabbos. So let's infer from over here that in a case where it did not have enough time to catch fire before Shabbos, it's only mutter because the oven is sealed, which means if we had enough time to get to catch before Shabbos, so even if the oven is not sealed, it's mutter. We should not be kindling it right before Shabbos. Even that situation, what's going to be early me'aleh. You want the whole thing, not just the beginning of catching fire, but you want the whole madura to catch fire before Shabbos. Okay, so they had this metzius, which I'm not sure I understand. I'm sure I don't understand the metzius. They came up with this following idea. You can't have an open, I think what he means is the following. You can't have an open coal burning over there. At some point in time, it's not necessarily safe, but there's a certain amount of heat which is retained in there. So, cause one, the fire is open. You can't seal it yet towards the end to keep the heat in, because you need to address in case this coal catches fire, whatever it is, etc. So you can't seal up the door to keep the heat in until you put out the fire. So it's like counterintuitive. You need to put out the fire to be able to keep the heat in. So that's what we're afraid of, that if you only first just light it right before Shabbos, so when you come to at the end of the evening to try and hold on to the last heat, you say, wow, there's stuff over here. And he douses it. He's makabed to be able to seal the oven to keep the heat till the morning. So don't light it so close to Shabbos, because you'll end up by the end of the meal with this problem. There's some oud is a firebrand. He's going to have the goy come to put them out. He's going to do it himself. To wait till it goes out totally, the oven's going to cool off. So you can ask the goy to put it out. So he'll tell me, okay, it's mutter. Why? Because the shoes, mokum serik. Putting out a fire is a melachah shemitzichul gufa mir laakum. So it's there's a tzarech over here. You need to keep the heat to be able to have an enjoyable meal for the next day. So we'll say, yeah, but why are we setting ourselves up for this? If we would just light it 2 hours before Shabbos, by the end all of those firebrands will be out, and you just seal the tanner and keep the heat in. We have the goyim coming in and lighting fires. The masha hitzik esmal karniskar. Whatever he was talking about is lasting through the night. So, but the answer is, if you would have started an hour earlier, you wouldn't have this problem. If you started like right before Shabbos, that's why you have this problem. So, start an hour earlier. Over there, it's a different issue, totally. Eventually, all of the heat dissipates and the house gets cold. So, that's a different story. That's what we're talking about. Let's hold it over here.